this week's podcast on English.com, I'm talking to James. Hello, James.
Hello.
And James is here on holiday in Thailand.
Yep, it's fantastic, but very hot.
Very hot, yeah. What have you seen already in Thailand?
Well, we've been on a trip on the river, on one of the bus boats, which is a great way to move around the city. We've seen a few temples, and today we went to Chinatown.
And did you enjoy Chinatown?
I thought it was fantastic, but very busy.
Yes, lots of people. But it's one of my favourite parts of Bangkok. Did you go into any of the gold shops that they have there?
I saw lots of gold shops, but I try to keep away from shops like that. I don't like jewellery shops in Thailand.
You don't like jewellery shops, no?
No, I had a bad experience many years ago.
Oh dear, what happened?
Well, I came to Thailand when I was 18, probably about 15 years ago. And the second day we were here, we met a nice man who said that he was a student and wanted to show us a bit of the city.
A local person?
Yep, a local Thai man from Bangkok. Very friendly, very nice. And he said, I'll take you on a tour tomorrow.
Right.
So we met him the following day and he took us to a temple which was closed.
Oh.
Then he took us to the zoo, which was very, very, very hot. And because we were only in Thailand for 2 days, we were very affected by the heat. So he said, would you like to come to a shop I know, which has very good air conditioning?
Oh, that sounds dangerous.
It was very dangerous. So we said, okay, what a good idea. We want to cool down. So
he had a taxi, the man?
No, but he took us to a taxi.
Right.
So we all jumped in a taxi together and crossed Bangkok to a special government shop.
Right.
Now, in the government shop, they gave us a tour of how they make blue sapphires.
Ah, so it was a jewellery shop that specialised in sapphires.
Mm. Blue sapphires can only be found, I think, in Thailand.
Right, I think that's true.
So we were very impressed and felt we were very lucky to see how the blue sapphires were made.
So he showed you how they were made and it all seemed very official, did it?
Well, inside the shop there were two soldiers.
Right.
So it looked very official and it said government shop outside. And they gave us a Coca-Cola to drink. We were very happy and felt very lucky. But then they took us upstairs and showed us some sapphires which were for sale.
Oh.
And that's where everything went wrong.
And they tried to sell you some sapphires?
Well, it's very strange because afterwards we felt that it was our idea to buy some sapphires. We asked them if we could buy some sapphires.
Oh, they're very clever then.
Very clever, yes.
So they gave you the idea that you could buy some sapphires?
Exactly.
Right.
And they said, they told us, they explained that we would be very rich because we could sell the sapphires in England later for 5 times the money.
Oh, and you were tempted. You agreed to buy some sapphires.
Yes, unfortunately, we did buy some sapphires.
Oh, not a lot, I hope.
Well, around $2,000.
You spent $2,000 on sapphires?
Between three of us.
Oh, no.
So this was very bad news because this was most of the money we had for the rest of our holiday.
You spent your holiday money on the sapphires?
Yes.
And then, so you left the shop with $2,000 worth of sapphires?
No, we left the sapphires in the shop and they promised to send them to England. In fact, they did send the sapphires to England, but when they arrived in England, my friend's mother took them to a jewellery shop in London who said that they weren't worth very much money.
Oh no, James, that's terrible.
It was terrible.
So you're having a good time here, but no more jewellery shops.
No more jewellery shopping. I learnt a very important lesson. But I was 18, I was on holiday and too young to know better.
Okay, great. Thanks a lot, James.
Okay.